Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
It's Mind Food Radio. Well, we sit on furniture, we use it all the time. We're sitting in a cool studio today and we thought, let's get a guy on the air who understands furniture today. And he's a furniture designer, Dan Gillingham, all the way in New Zealand. How are you, Dan?
Yeah, good, thanks.
How's furniture changed from the early days?
Traditionally, obviously, furniture pieces came from, were designed from a purpose point of view. So the likes of a buffet unit was designed, obviously, for that purpose. Today, I think a lot of that is stripped back, and in a lot of cases, a piece of furniture is set around more of a trend or a design style.
You know, when you look at furniture from yesteryear and today, you know, are we designing furniture to last a long time, or is it something that's a throwaway world now?
In some cases, I think we are, but to a large extent now, I think the consumer's been driven or conditioned, really, to think that it's okay to buy something without any real intention of keeping it.
So what turned you on about furniture? How did you get into all this business?
Well, no, I've always had a passion for furniture. I went through a design degree in New Zealand, and I've always designed for companies. So I've designed within a design team within a company, designing furniture for that company. For the last 8 years, I've been designing for a company called Design Mobel in New Zealand. I've recently just moved on from that and created my own company called The Earnest Workshop.
Mm-hmm.
We do live in a throwaway society, so any furniture that I design that comes out of The Earnest Workshop is all about being built to last, and that's the tagline that goes with my brand, Good Things Last. So when I set about designing a piece, I look at a need. I don't necessarily create a style around what I do. That sort of just comes out of what you do. It's the old adage of form follows function.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting when you look at furniture, though. I'm always amazed at the detail in some furniture and then the lack of detail in other furniture. And it all appeals to different markets. I know all that. But the sustainability side of it doesn't seem to be that important for most furniture makers today.
No, I see that trend is changing. Designers on the whole are now today a lot more equipped in knowing how to design something sustainably.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of tools out there that can be used.
In terms of furniture and you know, the design of all these things, where do you think the future of furniture is going to go?
I'd like to think it's heading back to more how it used to be. There will always obviously be the lower price point product, mm-hmm. which has a need and a consumer for that, but I'd like to think that consumers, you know, if they've got an old couch or something sitting at home, they, you know, do the right thing and sit on it for a bit longer, save up and buy a piece of furniture that is really going to truly reward them.
Mm.
Furniture pieces, you know, used to have a quality about them that people would fall in love with and grow a close sentimental attachment to. You know, we've all got stories of our grandparents that had a sideboard or an old armchair or something, and that's simply gone now because those sorts of pieces of furniture are no longer being manufactured.
Yeah. What's interesting, though, is, and I'd be interested to know from your experience, and I can tell you from mine, I've never gone out and bought furniture in my life.
Right.
Everything that's in my house has been from past generations, I suppose. So
yes,
I walk through and think there's a whole history attached to this. I wouldn't even know what to do to go and look for furniture.
When friends come to me asking me my advice, there's few consumers that can afford top dollar that will buy brand new pieces of furniture that are made of high quality. But what I often tell my friends is go out and look at second hand. You'll find incredibly good value of old pieces of furniture that still have a modern style that are very on trend today, if that's what they're looking for. And those pieces of furniture have been restored, and they can keep on being restored just by the way they're being made.
Well, Dan, thank you very much for joining us today on the program and talking about furniture design. Very, very interesting, and I like the sustainability edge that you're putting into your designs.
Thank you very much.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.